This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 and 3AW Better Together.
Better Together.
With 3AW's Neil Mitchell and Joy's David McCarthy, raising awareness of issues affecting today's youth. Have your say. Call 96 900 693 or 131 332.
131 332.
It is 18 past 11. David McCarthy, Jeff Kennett with me. We'll take another call. Karen, go ahead, please.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say, sorry I'm emotional, but I'm going to try and speak without emotion. I wanted to say a huge thank you to Jeff Kennett for what he just said and how he spoke. It is so true. Respect is what it comes down to. I have a gay son. I myself have suffered from depression for 19 years. My son came out when he was 11. I've had to go through him self-harming, him going through a psychosis with depression and threatening suicide, finding him passed out on my floor, unconscious. And he has always been accepted by his family, by me and his father and his brother. None of us have had any issue with his sexuality. But he said to me the other day, he was very thankful. He said, "Mum, I'm so thankful for all the support and that you have given to me." But he says there is still so much homophobia out there that he can just be walking up the street or in a shopping centre and he's being called a fag and a poof. And I just think it's disgusting. People need to open their minds and their hearts. And if they're not causing any harm to anybody else, why should their sexuality bother anybody?
How old is he now, Karen?
He's now just turned 17.
Oh, God.
With due respect, this is probably a call from the heart that represents so many in the community and so many parents.
I empathise with that poor woman before, Melissa.
Sorry, I'm just wondering if David... I mean, you said you came out at 14 and you had massive support and you didn't have these sort of problems. But what can you say to Karen about
Karen,
how she handles it?
The most important thing that you're doing, Karen, is that you're loving and supporting your son and providing that environment that gives him some comfort. Kids, you know, as you said, you know, calling him a fag or a poof, they don't realise what that means. And respect is what's missing here, but the most important thing you can do is continue to love and support your son.
I tell him every day I love him unconditionally.
Okay. And for him to understand that people who are saying these things about him, they're wrong. It's as simple as that.
He does that and he tries to do that, and this is where I think a lot of the gay society are just so tolerant, because they do turn a blind eye to this every day.
But Karen, is he safe?
At the moment, he's safe.
Is he good?
I believe he's safe now.
Is he getting good help, Karen? By that I mean, is he getting good professional help?
I can't. I've got him to a counsellor once or twice,
right,
but he won't follow up on it.
Let's put Michael Carr-Greg on, because that is still
that
the
is
key question.
Important.
Is he safe? Yes, Michael.
Yeah, does he actually... tackle any of the sort of normal tasks that a kid his age should be doing? Does he have friends? Does he go to school?
He goes to school, but he's just doing VCAL 3 days a week. He has always actually suffered with a friendship group. He doesn't have a close friendship group.
Right, and is he having regular sessions with a professional person?
No.
Right, I think that would be a really good idea. And once again, if you leave your name with the producer, I'll make sure you get to see someone really,
really
good.
Are you happy, willing to do that, Karen?
I would, but what I want to know is how do I get him there? Because I have tried so many times.
I can talk you through that when we have our conversation off air.
Hang on, Karen. We'll take your details off air and Michael will speak to you.
And I think, Neil, sorry, but that is so important. I mean, it's one thing to have the love of family, and what Karen suggested is wonderful. But you do need, at times, professional help to show you the pathways, the doors through which you can walk, which will build your self-esteem and deal with these things. The third element of this, sorry, is just the need for education, and this is what this campaign is designed to do.
David, you want
to say? And, you know, Karen, as a parent, you're an example to other parents. Show love, show respect, provide shelter. That's what your son needs, and Michael will speak to you off air about helping you get him there.
So Jeff Kennett, just to wrap up, your research on From Beyond Blue shows us.
Well, it shows us that at least 30% of Australians still discriminate against gays, lesbians, etc. 30%. Now, I anecdotally, that's what the evidence shows us. I actually anecdotally think the figure is a lot higher. And therefore, part of our work together now, and we're fortunate that Movember, which is the moustache-growing organisation in November every year, have given us considerable funds, and we are using those funds as part of this campaign, which is designed to educate the public. And it can be done, because if you educate the public to be more tolerant of each other, you can actually get to a point where those who are being discriminated against have that discrimination reduced, hopefully alleviated, and can find a greater purpose in their life, because they often get so down that they miss that sort of aspect of their life. So I guess today, Neil, we with Joy, with Movember, are really calling on Australians to lift their game, to think differently. And we're going to back that up with a very extensive campaign throughout Australia. We want to rebuild this respect, the opportunity for people to walk down the streets as human beings, lawfully, and be respected by the people they pass. And that's all you can ask in a society. Now, that will take some time. It won't happen overnight. But I have no doubt. I think it's true to say the politicians generally around the country support this activity. There is a great
very
bipartisanship,
yep.
as they have been with depression, etc., etc. There are still elements in the community. If we can show to the gay community that the broader community is prepared to assist in educating the masses, then I hope that this figure of 30% will drop significantly. It is unacceptable, but to those who are hurting, to those who are misunderstood, it is a combination of factors. We've heard you've got to be respected. In many cases, you've got to seek help for a period of time to get your life back on a direction, particularly when there's other mental illnesses. And you need to appreciate this fundamental philosophy that life is very short. We only hear once.
Thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate
your
time again.
Great
Jeff Kennett from Beyond Blue.
It's a big challenge, Jeff.
Yes,
it's a big challenge to get people to understand this issue, and I congratulate you and Beyond Blue. I think it's a great initiative.
Thank you.
But thank you.
It's achievable.
It's achievable.
10 years ago, you weren't talking about mental illness.
Exactly.
True.
Now we do it all the time.
We'll take a break. Jeff Kennett, thank you. I'll be back with David in a moment.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.